so we continue today in Siman Kuf Yud. The Kitzer writes, this is in Sif Dalet. Hayotzi laderech, if a person is going out on a journey, yispal ali shadavin yiratzen lofanecha Hashem alokeinu velokei avosein shtolichin l'shama b'chulei. So before a person sets out on a journey, so the halacha is that a person is supposed to say tefilas aderech. B'tzarech, Shochanah continues, b'tzarech la'omra b'lashon rabim, and ideally one should say it in the plural. The idea is that since this is a bakasha, this is a request in general, we try to go ahead and phrase our bakashos in the plural, so that when we ask, we're not just asking based on our own personal merits, but we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill a request based on the merits of the collective. Furthermore, if possible, one should stand still when reciting this beracha. But if one was riding on an animal, one is not obligated to go ahead and get off the animal. So a very important halacha that the Kitzer brings down over here, the Kitzer writes the following. He says, if you take a look in Sif Chof, he says towards the end, or towards the middle of Sif Chof, he says, V'yizor ko odom shiyi yelo pas, afilo holich b'makom karov makom d'shiach pas. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should take bread with him whenever traveling. A person never knows what's going to happen. Therefore, a person should always have proper provisions for the way. Also says the Mishnah Berurah that a person, if he's traveling, should go ahead and really take his talis and tefillin with him. So the idea is, even if a person only goes ahead and is traveling, his intention is to come back that day, nevertheless, he should take his talis and tefillin, because you never know what happens. Now, obviously, this is also reflecting to a certain degree part of the uncertainty regarding travel. What it means is, in a situation where one is traveling at a good distance, and it's possible that one could be delayed, so one should really go out and take their talis and tefillin with them to make sure that they're not stuck. He goes on, he says, So the Mishnah Berurah says that sometimes people who travel, they go ahead and they don't take their talis and tefillin with them, and they rely on borrowing the talis and tefillin of others. And this, says the Mishnah Berurah, is problematic on two counts. First of all, because sometimes a person doesn't have tefillin at the time for tefillah, and a person ends up missing the time for tefillah. And furthermore, sometimes that tefillin doesn't fit exactly correctly, and a person doesn't adjust it to fit well. And therefore, again, one is not yotzi the mitzvah in the correct way. So therefore, when traveling, one should take their talis and tefillin with them. Sif katan chav gimel. Now, remember, the Shulchan Aruch said that if a person is riding an animal, a person is not obligated to dismount to recite tefillas aderech. So sif katan chav gimel. Shiri daso va'aliyoso tar daso. Because the idea is, if you have to dismount, that by definition will cause tear, that will cause unnecessary exertion on the journey. Therefore, possible to bring the animal to a halt, or to bring the wagon to a halt, that is preferable. But of course, b'diavad, even if a person can bring the animal or the wagon to a halt, one could go ahead and recite the tefillas aderech while the wagon or the animal is still moving. Halacha hey. One is only obligated to recite tefillas aderech once a day. So let's say I'm taking a long journey and I have a stop in the middle of the day, I'm resting in a particular city. I'm still only obligated to recite tefillas aderech once a day. But if a person had intention to go out and stay in a particular city, meaning I was ending my journey and then I changed my mind and I decided to continue forward or to return home, because this is considered to be now a new journey, a person is obligated to recite Tfilas Hadarech a second time. Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sivvav. Haram Meirotenberg. So the Ram of Rottenberg, Shahaya Yotze Laderech Baboker, when he would leave for a journey in the morning, Haya Omra Achari Hiratzon Kedei lahasmicha lebirchas hagomel chasodim v'tihi abrachas mucha lechaverta. So here the kids, the Shulchan Aruch records an interesting idea. Shulchan Aruch records the idea that sometimes when the Ram of Rotenberg used to have to travel early in the morning. Now the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah writes over in Sefkot and Chav Zayin, he says, La derech baboker, peirush kishahaya nochutz lepamim leilich la derech baboker kodim hatvila, vayu omer habrachos bederech hayamasmich hatvilas derech achari hirason. The idea over here is this time where he was leaving early in the morning, and he was reciting Berachos HaShachar. So in that case, he would say the bracha after Hamavir Shena Me'enai Usnuma Me'afapai. So he would say that second paragraph of the Yiratzon, which ends Baruch Atah Hashem Gomel Chasadim Tovim Liamo Yisrael, and then would recite the Tfilas HaDerech right after that concluding bracha. What that does is that's called a bracha smucha l'chaverta, a bracha that is juxtaposed to another. What this allows to happen is, even though Tfilas HaDerech does not start with Baruch Atah Hashem, by juxtaposing it to another bracha, you allow Tfilas HaDerech to kind of piggyback on the previous Shem and Malchus, Shem of Hashem as well. Chav ches asmucha l'chaverta, shino posachas bebarach, vim holich be'emtza hayom, yasmichen lebracha acheres, gedon shiyokal, o yishte eizadavar, v'yivarech bracha achrona, o yatamai v'yom ha'ashe yatzar. This is an interesting halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah therefore says that in reality, whenever possible, one should try to go ahead and recite Tfilas HaDerech and juxtapose it to another bracha. So again, in the Maharam Meirotenberg's case, he was journeying early in the morning, so he would juxtapose it to Berachos HaShachar. But the truth is, one could juxtapose it to any bracha. So for example, if a person was traveling, so they can go ahead and say a shahakol on a cup of coffee, or a mezonos on a piece of cake, and then right after that, after they take a bite or take a drink, they would then recite Berachos Tfilas HaDerech after that. The idea is that whenever possible, to juxtapose Tfilas HaDerech to a Baruch to Hashem of another bracha, that of course is preferable. We'll stop over here. Mr. Shem will pick up with Siv Zayin tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.